Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Joseph Schachter, founder of the Schachter Energy Report online at SchachterEnergyReport.ca. He's speaking to us from Calgary. Welcome back to the show, Joseph.
Oh, my pleasure to be with you, Jim. Pleasure as always.
Joseph, you have your annual energy conference coming up in October, and you had some free tickets that you were offering. Nobody took up that very generous offer, but it's still there. If you want tickets, how can you get them, and how can you get them for the best affordable price?
Well, everybody wonders sometimes, you know, why are you giving away free tickets? What's the hook? Well, the hook is we want you to come this year. Because we're expanding it from 400 to 600 people. And, of course, we would like to have people in the seats that are interested in the sector. And what the goal, of course, is that if you like the event, that you'll come back in a future year. We're going to have one every year during the energy super cycle that I've been talking about with you on the show. And we're looking to grow it next year to over 1,000 people. So the hook is, if you like it, we want you to come back next year and pay for it. So that's really the hook. But people can go to our website, Catch the Energy Conference. And what they need to do is, when it goes into the ordering of the tickets, it'll start acting like it's going to put you in there where it's going to charge you. But then there's a promo code, and you put in that promo code, capital SER, Schachter Energy Research, SER, guest, GUEST 22, and it'll take it, and it'll have it for you, and then it'll give you your tickets. So anyone who can come into Calgary, who wants to be there on Saturday, October 22nd, to meet with 35 companies, energy companies, and the natural gas producers, oil producers, energy service companies. And also we have the TMX sponsoring a renewable room, innovation and technology renewable room, and that will also be there for people who are looking for the next phase of the energy world. There's going to be 5 companies covering that. So it's a full day. Breakfast is included, lunch is included, snacks during the day. So, all you need to do is come into Calgary. So take advantage of those tickets. It's a thank you to How Street Radio for, having me on the shows regularly. And we think that this is a nice way to say thank you to those people who are listening, who are in the area of Calgary and can come in and be here on for a full day starting at 7 o'clock. And you'll see the whole program and everything when you go into the website, and you can see all the companies that are presenting and also all of the sponsors and all the rest of the details related to the activity of the program that day. And we sure hope people come in. I'll be at our booth outside of when I do presentations twice. I'll be at our booth, so if you want to come over and ask me questions specifically right after my speech during the coffee break, I'll be at our booth, and half the time during the luncheon I'll be at our booth as well, so you can come up and say hello and ask me about any of the companies we cover or about to discuss the conference and any thoughts you had on that. So that's about it. So it is free, but there is a hook, and the hook is one where if you like it, come on back again.
Mm-hmm. And the date to underline in our calendars?
It is Saturday, October 22nd at Mount Royal University in Calgary. So people from out of town coming in would probably want to get a hotel in the area, and then be able to drive. And one of the things they'll note when they see there, that there's free parking for attendees on the third and fourth floor of the parkade right next to the Roderick Ma Hall, which is where we're having the conference.
And if I know Calgary in October, the weather will either be really good or really bad.
Yeah, well, everybody's thinking, okay, today we're like 8 degrees when I was out this morning heading to the dentist. but they're talking 21 to 26 next week. So you never know. It could be very, very nice, or it could be a, you know, ankle deep snow. So check the weather before you pack.
And the Calgary saying is, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
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 Now, I can't think of anything more important right now in such a volatile energy market than to go to a conference like that to try to get an eye, if you can, on the future. What are some of the things you'll be talking about that might give people an edge up, a foot up in the energy market?
Well, in my opening presentation, I'll be talking about why I believe this is we're in an energy super cycle that started in March of 2020. We know we have to transition to renewables and less fossil fuel use, less coal use, especially the dirtier versions of coal and oil. And that transition is going to be requiring more natural gas, which, of course, Canada has immense amounts of. We're now going to start seeing LNG projects on the west coast of Canada starting in 2025, a couple more in 27, others in 28. So by the end of this decade, we're going to have probably 5 to 6 LNG projects on the west coast, and that's going to consume probably 5 to 6 BCF of production. Right now we produce 15, 16, and we're just replacing decline rates. So there's a big upside of growth for the natural gas players, and we have a large number of companies from the E&P sector who are natural gas focused going to be in attendance. So that's one thing people should be looking for. And I'll be talking on my side of how I see the super cycle unfolding. There's going to be pauses that refresh, like we're having right now, the recession issues in Europe, the war in Ukraine. You know, we were $130 at the high. We're now around 83, 84. I think in the next month or so, we're going below 70 because the recessionary conditions and the Fed's tough action, as we saw yesterday, they're very serious about driving it, inflation down below 2%. But we're also seeing unions being very powerful here in their negotiations and getting very high wage increases. Again, the late 1970s cycle, for those of us who were there, we know what happened in terms of wage growth in the last part of that decade and to 81. And then, of course, the severe recession hit. You know, that's something I think is what we're seeing now. And then once this, you know, we get a slowing inflation, both food inflation, supply chain issue inflation, wage inflation cools off, then I think we're going to be seeing, you know, a more stability. And then the transition of energy will occur. I believe oil prices will go up somewhat. Natural gas prices just stay where they are. They're very lucrative at the Canadian and U.S. prices that we've seen averaging this year. And the industry can then spend money to grow. And I think that's how we in Canada benefit. The province of BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan end up with more money. The federal government, of course, gets more money. And so we can afford to pay for more and more of the social service spending that, you know, the Liberals want because of their support from the NDP. And that, you know, and many Canadians in lower income do need that support to survive. So I think this energy super cycle has more than the benefit to the energy producing provinces. It really, if you look at our export trade surplus and export trade dollars, really the energy sector, both natural gas and oil, are critically important to the financial structure of the Canadian economy.
Now, we have a federal government that's anti-fossil fuel, yet Canada, depending on which research you look at, is either the coldest country on the planet or the second coldest. And natural gas seems to be the best way and the most efficient way to heat homes. Isn't that kind of a conundrum for them? They hate fossil fuels on the lie that Canadian fossil fuels pollute a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got Quebec, which is benefiting, of course, from Quebec Hydro and the rape of Labrador, putting in more and more hydro all the time and wanting to ship electricity more and more to the States. And so they're antagonistic to any pipe going through to the East Coast, and that's why no East Coast project is viable with the current attitude of the Quebec government. But if you go, Trudeau's view, everywhere else, natural gas is being used. It's being used in Ontario, cogen facilities. They are doing more nuclear there. But everywhere else, natural gas is a definite need, your stoves at home, the housing, heating, all of that, and creation of electricity in general. And I think that's going to continue. So I think that we're looking at massive growth for Western Canada, particularly natural gas, but also in the lighter grades of oil.
Now, I hear one of the reasons why they don't think natural gas is green energy is you get methane leaks from the pipelines. But I've seen satellite images that show that 99.9% of those leaks are in Russia, where they just burn off natural gas or just let it escape into the atmosphere. I think in Canada and the U.S., we look at natural gas as money, and you're not going to just let that escape into the atmosphere and not make money on it.
No. In Canada, we have some of the strictest rules on it, and on the pipeline side, TransCanada and all the others are putting in methane controls so that they can make sure there is no releases. And then on the I think we're looking at Canada, being in the leadership on all kinds of controls of methane, CO2, carbon capture. We really are a leader. And, even if we did nothing, we're like 1%, what India does with cow dung and coal and China does with coal, the amount of money we're spending for the amount that we're going to change the environment versus if that same amount of money was spent in India or China would make a massive difference. So, I think it's very hypocritical what the federal government is doing. It's more because the prime minister likes the stage where he can say how wonderful and how much we're doing. Oh yeah, and we're going to be wonderful. We're going to be able to ship hydrogen, from the East Coast to Germany. Well, number one, you're not going to have any damn pipes because the Quebec government won't put you the pipe down to it. And where are you going to create the hydrogen from? You're going to need natural gas to do it. So, it's so hypocritical, the commentary that you hear from the federal government. It's like they haven't had anybody explain to them how does hydrogen get created and how does hydrogen get moved.
And you need a lot of electricity to make hydrogen. Why not just use the electricity? Why waste the energy? Because every time you convert something into something else, energy's wasted.
Yeah. And, but the electricity you're talking about is Quebec would say, oh, let's just use our hydroelectricity. And, if we need more dams and more rivers with hydropower, Labrador, we're coming again. We're taking more of it, of course they all talk about, First Nations rights and they just squash them when it comes to anything Quebec wants.
We'll have more with Joseph Schachter right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Joseph Schachter. Joseph, I know we like to get into some statistics and projections. What's happening with the rig count? Are we finding new oil and gas out there?
Well, the rig count is picked up, and the Canadian rig count, U.S. rig count, were up last week. I'll just pull out the data here. The U.S. rig count was up 4,763, up 49% from a year ago. The Canadian rig count was up 6 to 211 from 154, and that is 225 is about as much as they have the manpower for. So we're getting up to using our full utilization of the industry. In both countries, the majority focuses on oil. In the U.S., of the total rig count, 599 of that total 763 are going for oil. 162 out of that number is going for natural gas. In Canada, of the 211, 146 are looking for oil, 65 are looking for gas. So, natural gas, we know is in demand. But the profitability of the liquids is much greater. One thing I'd like to point out is, if you look at the EIA data that came out on Wednesday, we are seeing demand destruction in the states with budgets being so tight because of, higher shelter costs, higher food costs, higher insurance costs, higher taxes, and gasoline prices have come down a bit, but they're still high versus where they were a year ago. But the total demand for product, according to the EIA last week, was 18.9 million barrels, down 2.2 or down 10% from a year ago. Motor gasoline was 8.3, down from 8.9, down 575, down 6.5%. And the big one was jet fuel. Again, high prices for tickets, even though people want to travel. Down 245 from 1.49, down 16.5% to 1.24. So we're seeing demand destruction occurring in the U.S., fitting in with what's going on with the recession. We have two quarters of negative GDP. Biden talks about jobs. And that's also what Jerome Powell was talking about, why he thought he might get a soft landing. But the continuation of raising rates, housing affordability is definitely a problem right now. And, interest rates are, 640, 650 in the States now for mortgages. That's up from 2% just a while, a year ago. So everything is getting so much more expensive that people's discretionary income. One thing that was in an article this week was that Walmart has canceled billions of dollars of orders because they're in areas that are not essential. Food and essentials are still being bought actively in their store, and that's why their sales are up. But everything else, it's a discretionary luxury item, is not being bought, and they canceled billions of dollars of orders. And we're also seeing that, if you remember, from the announcement of FedEx, where FedEx is saying that we're putting planes, parking them, traffic is going down, we're going to close bases that are not working. And so we're seeing it at the front line. I think Walmart on the retail side and FedEx on the total economic activity side, that the U.S. economy is severely slowing down. And the key thing is, how long does that take to knock inflation down? And the concern I have is the wage side. If you look at the deal that they gave the railroads, they gave them a big bonus. They gave them a 20% wage increase. The average wage is over $110,000 for working in a railroad. And Biden did that because he did not want to have a railroad strike just before the election, which of course would hurt him in November, because that would mean supply chain issues and, things in your store wouldn't be there. So he gave away the farm on it. There still has to be a vote by the union on it, but given how big the offer was, they may end up passing it. But we're also seeing more and more unionizations at other places, and that I think is really the concern, is that we've got more union pressure coming, and that I think is more of the Fed's concern. One thing that came out was the Social Security payment increase because of the COLAs was up 8.3%. That's another issue for the Fed. They do not want to see those kinds of high numbers repeated.
Looking internationally, does Canada have a bright energy future exporting to markets, or are we just lagging so far behind because when it comes to the regulatory approval, we're such slow critters?
Well, the problems we have is going east, as I've talked to you about before, you need pipe through Quebec. That's not going to happen. Going north is the question of the First Nations and the environmental issues of using Churchill and other places to potentially move, through the Northwest Passage. And the south, there's more pipe that can be built. So south is the option, but not the XL. That's something that Biden has said no, but you can, move more product otherwise. And also we can use rail, which is stupid. A pipeline is a lot more safer than rail, but rail is not controlled by Biden. And then the West Coast is really the big beneficiary. So you are in the right place in BC, and northern areas, northwest coast of BC is going to see a lot of expansion, as the Cedar project, the LNG Canada project, the Woodfire project. There's so many projects being talked about that can be moved forward because we have a number of things going for them, and one of them, like Cedar, is already going through the new regime approval process by Ottawa. but the others are moving forward as well. And the key thing is they have First Nation support.
Joseph, always a pleasure to chat with you. And once again, just remind folks about your conference.
Yeah, everyone, we're having a conference in Calgary, an energy conference, which will include Canadian natural gas companies and oil companies, companies working internationally in the U.S., in Colombia, in Europe, and also companies that are in the renewable space. So if you have an interest in the energy service, in renewable or the direct oil and gas business domestically or internationally, we are offering these free tickets. The code for it is capital S, capital E, capital R, Schachter Energy Research, GUEST, G-U-S-T, 22, coded in, and you'll get your complimentary tickets as you go through the process. That goes in the promo code, and then you'll have the free tickets. So the key thing is, can you make it into Calgary for the Friday night, so you could be there for the whole day on Saturday? The program starts at 7 in the morning. We have 35 companies presenting in large to small cap and across the spectrum I mentioned earlier. It's going to be a very exciting day and a very informative day for people interested in the energy sector. So we'll look forward to you coming. And, of course, come over and say hello to me when you're there.
Thanks again, Joseph.
My pleasure.
My guest has been Joseph Schachter, founder of the Schachter Energy Report, online at schachterenergyreport.ca. He was speaking to us from Calgary. If you have any questions for Joseph or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on BitChute at Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.